We are learning Maseches Baba Basra Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, and we're starting a brand new parak Cheskes Habatim, which talks about a chazaka, usually of Gimel Shanim. And this chazaka doesn't mean the chazaka that you make a kinyan, that you acquire a field. You acquire a field with Kesef, Shtar Chazaka, any karka, you can be coined with Kesef, Shtar Chazaka. That's not what this chazaka means. That chazaka means you do a maisa, you dig, or you make a fence around the property, that makes a kinyan. Here we're talking about to find out the status of a certain property, does it belong to, who does it belong to? So if someone has a chazaka and he says he bought it, he doesn't have to prove it. That alone, that status alone, that he's on, he has a chazaka and he's saying he bought it, it's called a chazaka shiyash imay taina. That's enough for him to be considered the owner right now because he has a chazaka. And we'll see what a chazaka is, and that will be the discussion of this parak. Zokta mishta, cheska batim. When it comes to houses, v'habayrois, that's a ditch, v'hashichin, v'hamaris, different type of holes in the ground that you use for different things, different shapes, v'hashayvchois, that's like a bird nest, v'hamerchatzois, and that's bathhouses, or beis habadim, that's a olive press, or beis hashlochim, that's a field, that's irrigated field, v'havodim, and slaves, v'chol shu'ois v'peiris tadin, all these things that Their use is a full time use. It's all year round. You use these things. A house you live in around. You live in all the time. Shayvchos, merchatzoyes, bathhouses, beis habadim, beis hashlochim is irrigated. You can use the property all year round. So the halacha is chaskason shal yishonim yom liyom. The chazaka is 3 full years. You have to use it 3 full years, and then you have a chazaka. Then we can assume it's yours. And if after 3 years the first bialim says, "What do you mean? That's my property." And where's my shtar? And the guy says, "I lost my shtar." He's believed to say he bought it because he's already sitting here for 3 years and the owner was not moicha. The owner did not say, "Oh, what do you mean? What are you doing on my property for 3 years?" And since he didn't say that, so it's a chazaka. But the chazaka has to be 3 full years, miyoyim liyoyim, because that is the use of these things. The use of these things are, they use it the entire year. What about soda habal? So soda habal is a property that gets its water from the rain, so therefore only makes peiris once a year, only produces, the only harvests peiris once a year usually, and so there the loch is it's not a chazaka miyom liyom. So da bal chaskos shol shon ve'inu miyom liyom. What is the shear? The Gemara is like the Mishnah is like Rav Shmuel Rav Akiva. Rav Shmuel in my gimel chadashim v'rishayna, the one harvest in the first year 3 months gimel bach reina. And 3 months in the third year, and 12 months in the middle, which means every year has a crop, so you could do a quick harvest, a quick crop at the end of the first year. If you moved in, let's say before Nisan, you moved into the property Hanukkah time, so you could do the first crop right then, and that will be over by Nisan, and then from Nisan to Nisan you'll have another crop, and then again, the next year or so, you'll have from Nisan another 3 months, a crop, altogether 18 months. You're sitting on this property and using this property for 18 months, that will be sufficient for a chazaka.
If you have in the middle year 12 months, why don't we require that the first and last also 12 months?
Because that's the use is only having one crop a year, and only produces one crop a year. So you can figure out how to.
What is in the middle year then?
So what in the middle one? So that's Tosis really cash. And Tosis answers that you have to, the 12 months crop is a crop that is a very solid crop that you work the entire year. You at least need one achila chashuva of 12 in the middle. You need one chashuva. That's you shouldn't really need it. Really, three harvests will be enough. But it says you need one solid one in the middle, 12 months one in the middle. As Taisa speaks out, the Ramaskal Shloisha, if you look at Taisa V'yashloimah, like 15 lines in or 10 lines in, V'yashloimah, it's our achila chashuva shayud beis be'emsa. You need a chashuva shears, and he has a kasha. I've got a mirror in Gemara that if you eat plus peri plus yarchi, gonna spasta the Rabbi Shmuel's chazaka. Shani also if you use vanchla, that's the way you plant a svata. Here's the point: something that usually takes a year. You did a quick harvest that you can't do all 3 years. This quick harvest, you have to do a regular solid harvest in the middle. That's Rabbi Shmuel holds. Rabbi Kiva Imer chaydesh barishayno vechaydesh ba'achrayno. V'yubeis chaydesh b'emtza. It's one chaydesh. It's enough one chaydesh b'rishayna, one chaydesh b'achrayna, and Yud Beis Chayus Behemtza, that's enough. Rei Yudal Chayus, 14 Chayus. So the Gemara is going to explain what the Bir HaMachlek is to Rav Shmuel Rav Akiva is, why one says 18, one says 14. They have the same idea, but why does one say 14 months, one 18 months? Omra Mishmah, Medva, Murim, Asada, Lava. This whole discussion is Asada, that you plant Tfu on it. And what's Asada Lava? And Tfu usually gets harvested all at the same time. They're not different times. Av Asada Ilon, by Estay Ilon, Kanas as Tfu Asai, Umasak as Zesav, the Kanas as Kaitzer El Gimel Shanim. You can have three different crops all in the same time frame. Like Rashi says, Konesis Tvasai means Yayin, the Shalgafanim. First you harvested the grapes. And then a few weeks later, the Zaysim were finished. So Masaka Zaysim. And then you did the Konesis Kaitse, that's Ta'inim, that's the figs. You did all this, and you brought it to your house. It's a Ki'ilu did a Chazaka of 3 years. Even though it could be over a few weeks. But the halacha is that that's called Chazaka of 3 years. If it's three different crops, even though it's the same time frame. That's what Rabbi Shmuel says. And we'll get a little bit more clarity in Rabbi Shmuel's Shita as we see the Gemara. So the Gemara, where's the Makar for Cheskas Gimel Shalom? What's the Makar? So the Gemara first is going to say, we learn it out from a limud. Om Rav Yechon, Shemati Mahalchi Usha, I heard from the Mahalchi Usha, those are the Sanhedrin went to Usha, Vashas to Golas, the Sanhedrin, they sent the Sanhedrin to Usha in Golas, and really, the Sanhedrin had 10 different galusim. It went from Yishlayim to Yavne to Usha, from different places. But when they were in Usha, he heard from the people who were in Usha, the Sanhedrin was in Usha, so I remember these to say, they were saying, "Menayin l'chazaka gimel shanim." Where's the Makar for Chazaka 3 years? So the Mara says, Makar is Mishar Hamud. We know a Shar Hamud is a Shar that damages or kicks someone else, kicks, gores someone else three times. Usually, if the shar gores another shar, you pay chatzi nezek. But if the shar gores another shar three times, the loch is the next time he pays nezek shalom. So with lima goes like this: Ma shar amuid kivin shenaga gim lagiches nafak lemecheskes tam v'kam lecheskes muid. Since you find by shar amuid after three negiches, it goes from being a tam to being a muad, hachinami kivin the achlo tlashnim nafaglam shesmeicha v'kam shesmeilakeach. Here also, if you sit on this property 3 years, it leaves the cheskas of the meicher and goes into the cheskas of the lekeach. And in Tosfos on base mavuya, the limit is like this: just like three makes a sharei nachon, it's hutzak nachon. Now it's huchzak that something agors. So here also, it's a huchzak shaskon, which means the owner was quiet 1 year. Okay, maybe he was you know, wasn't a big raya. Quiet 2nd year, quiet 3rd year. If he's quiet 3 years in a row already, he's huchzak that he's being quiet, and now obviously it must belong to the guy who's sitting on the property. So therefore, that's the limud there between the three things. The limud is that we learn out from Sharmud, just like three times goes from a tam to a muad. Same thing over here, after three times, it goes from being in the Shusmeicha to Lekeach. Why? Because he's a Huchzak Shaskon. He's a Huchzak that he's not being Meicha. So, Freit the Gemara of Pircha, Imash Sharmud, Ad Degicha Revius Lemechayiv, Sharmud is not Chayim Nezach Shom until the 4th Degicha. Hochinami Ad Chon Revius Lekeim Veshusei. He also, maybe, he shouldn't be Chayiv until the 4th year, and it shouldn't become the cheskas of the lekeach until the 4th year. So, what are you talking about? It's not a dibnit. Hachi ashta, like we explained, after 3 times you come huchzak to be a nachon, but you need the 4th negicha to be chayiv nezek shalom. Mashenkin over here, after 3 years is huchzak shaskon, so it belongs to him already. So what's that verse is pasuk taras? Hachi ashta. Have a muad. You really muad. Why do you need a 4th negicha? You know why? Top on base. V'idach ki loy nagach milo shav. If he wasn't a nagach, why should he pay? Halcha kimin the ochlo klas shani kaim relay b'shusa. Here, since he ate already 3 years, so now it's his kaim b'shusa, and you don't have to worry about having a 4th year because after 3 years, already it's muchzak, and therefore that would be the halacha that it goes, it's ready muchzak in his rishus. So that's what I'm saying right now. It's a limud from Shar Hamud, which is a Shar Hamud. It leaves the 3 years, and now after 3 years, it leaves being a tam, becomes a muad. He also, after 3 years, it's already, he's muksak, that he is the owner now, and the guy was quiet. He can't say he was quiet for no, you know, just for the fun of it. After 3 years, he's muksak to be quiet, and now it belongs to the lekach.